their dynamic on both parts of on both aspects of that. And so I don't know, it's fun to have a challenge, you know. You learn what type of players you have when you're faced with adversity and faced with a challenge, and to see how they react. And so I'm excited to see how we react to it.
It seems like you came into this program with a lot of confidence. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I did. I feel like I did.
And why is that?
You know, I've just always visualized myself being great, and I feel like that I have a chip on my shoulder at all times. You know, I have something to prove to people, and I don't know. It's just I love the quote by Muhammad Ali that talks about how in order to be a champion, you have to have the will and the skill, but the will must be stronger than the skill. And so I feel like, you know, I have a great will and to be great.
Did that chip maybe come from being overlooked because you're not 6'2 and all that stuff?
A little bit. I think it definitely had something to do with my size in general, and just that ever since I've been in seventh grade, I've been told that I can't play a certain position or I can't do a certain play or you know, make an impact. And so I think it's just an attitude and a mindset that I've gained since I was a little kid.
Now, I didn't watch much high school football, but I can recall the first week of practice back in August, the coaches were talking about you, and somebody who does watch a lot of high school football told me that you are a fearless kid and that you'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And you feel like even though you're smaller, you're larger in stature because of your desire and your basically your fearlessness?
You know, I think so, and you gotta have that attitude as a guy that's my size, because if you don't, then you're going to come out and you're going to get killed. And so, you know, I'm going out there and I'm throwing my body around kind of recklessly, but it's effective, and I think it earns a lot of respect from a lot of the guys on my team because they know I'm willing to do that.
Is that a concern now that you're in the Pac-12 play and you're facing bigger guys across the middle and whatnot, that they maybe can put a hurt on you?
You know, if you start thinking like that, then you're not going to be the same player, so I try not to think like that, but you know, they definitely are bigger. But I'm not changing the way I play. I think it's fun.
So when do you think you'll have a fair catch on a punt?
Hey, I fair caught one last game, and I almost wish I didn't. I watched the film, and I wish I would have.
Is that something that you're not looking to do?
Yeah, I hate fair catching, but you know, sometimes you got to be smart and you got to do it. But when you want to make a play so bad, it's hard.
So when the ball's in the air, what goes into your mind to decide when you're going to do it, when you're not going to do it?
I mean, it's something that you could talk about, but until you actually experience it, you don't know what it feels like. And so basically, you see it off the punter's foot, and you get a read off of it, and then out of your peripheral vision is when you how you decide to fair catch. So, I mean, it's a judgment call. It's a really hard thing to explain.
So how are you judging, though, when the ball's in the air, also watching six, seven, ten people coming down at you?
That's why it's so important to practice catching punts, so that you can get a read off of the punter's foot early, so that you know where it's going to land. And then once you get under that spot, you can focus on, you know, the guys coming at you.
Okay, so assume you catch the ball, which you're usually going to do, you're not going to fair catch it, then what do? How do you know to take this path, that path, whatever direction you go?
Well, I mean, you've got play calls, you've got right, left, middle, a couple things like
right.
That, but this is where punt return differs from kick return. Kick return, you've kind of got a plan, you set things up. Punt return is just, you get the ball and it's instinct. You just go, I mean, the coaches want you to go to a certain side, but honestly, it's you get the ball and you try and make people miss. And
That's it.
Yeah.
So do you have a goal, like, you know, in terms of a particular punt? Hey, I want to get 10 yards on this, I want to get 15, I want to get 20, whatever it might be.
I mean, yeah, I mean, my goal is to have an average of at least 15 yards a return for the year. And I know at the same time, that's kind of a hard stat to keep with my mentality, because I want to make a play so bad there are going to be times where I don't fair catch, and maybe I'll only get 5 yards because I should have fair caught. But honestly, I'm just trying to make a play. So at the end of the day, that stat doesn't matter, because I'm trying to make a play, and sometimes it doesn't work out, sometimes it does.
So you got a couple of ways in which you can score touchdowns, obviously, through the air or your feet and with a punt return. What would be more satisfying?
Gosh. You know, I don't know. I love punt returns. I think it would be satisfying for a punt return. My favorite thing in football is on a punt return when you're running down the sideline and you see a big crackback block from your teammate, because you're just getting pumped to see other guys selling out for you. And I think that's the biggest misconception about punt return, is everyone sees the guy that returns the ball. They don't understand that the whole unit is 90% of the return. I mean, you go back and watch film and everyone's like, oh, I fair caught that one. I fair caught because someone lost their guy. You go back and watch my touchdown and they're saying, oh, what a great run, when in reality, somebody made a block to set that up. So it's cool.
You knew coming out of high school that Utah was excellent on special teams. Mm-hmm. How much did that play into it that you could possibly have an opportunity to be that punt returner on a unit that usually does very well?
That definitely played into it. In fact, that was one of the bigger factors. I've always admired Utah's special teams and the return game in particular. They're always in the top in their conference and in the nation. Consecutive years in a row in punt and kickoff return yards. So, you know, I feel like I have a gift that, you know, I've been given, and that's it. That comes with instinct, and I don't know, I just felt like Coach Witt said that he would utilize it, and so I knew that if I got back there, I could show it.
Were you aware as a Tempview kid that it was a controversial decision when you made your decision?
Oh, I was very aware, trust me. When I was in my ward, you know, after I made the decision, it was pretty funny to see the people's reactions, but I was very aware of it.
And how did that work with you?
And I've been asked this a lot ever since I've been up here. At the end of the day, it's the best fit for you, and it's not just with football. So I love the environment up here. I love being able to be a little bit different than some of the guys, and I just feel like this program and this environment really fits my personality, and I love it up here. You know, I feel like everything that I was promised or that I was told in the recruiting process has come true. Coaches weren't blowing smoke or making empty promises, and so I know I made the right decision.
Was it anything that you deliberated on, or was it for sure you knew that you needed to go here?
By the end, it was for sure I knew I needed to go here. You know, I prayed about it. I thought about it countless hours because it was such a controversial thing, and especially with me being 20 seconds away from BYU. You know, I've been a BYU fan my whole life, so it was hard, and so I wouldn't have come here if I didn't know it was the right thing.
If they had showed you love earlier, would that have made a difference?
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, that's in the past.
Doesn't matter now.
Doesn't matter now.
Now, you had spoken about going on a mission. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, that's still the plan. February, March, around there.
So how hard is it going to be to give this up?
It's not hard to give up because I'm doing well. It's hard to give up because I'm going on a mission to help people, but at the same time, I feel like I'm helping so many people right now. That's the hard part. It's not hard because my career is going well. It's hard because I feel like I'm affecting a lot of people right now. Because
you seem like you really, really enjoy this.
I do. I love it. And I love the guys. Like, seriously, I feel like every night before game day is a big sleepover with a bunch of best friends, you know. I feel like a little kid, honestly, you know. I mean, not just because my body's so small. I just turned 18. I still listen to Disney music in my car.
When did you turn 18?
I mean, at the end of March, so pretty long ago. But, you know, I just feel like a little kid playing on a big stage, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, did you anticipate the team would be this good so soon for you?
I did, for sure. And it's so fun to just play against our defense during the whole week and just hate them because they're so good, and then finally on game day you get a cheer for them, and you know, we could tell going into fall camp this team was special.
All right, good, thank you.
Sure.
So, you return just punts currently. Do you like returning kickoffs as well?
Yeah, I do. I love returning kickoffs. I haven't gotten the opportunity yet. We'll see how it goes. I think Corey's doing an amazing job, so we'll see.
Which do you prefer, punts or kicks?
You know, I haven't gotten the chance to do many kicks in college. I haven't gotten any chances. But I like punt. I probably like punt better just because it's more about instinct.
Yeah, my dad used to play football in high school. He liked kicks better because punts, you had to make a move or you're going to get killed right away.
Right, punts is kind of risky, but, you know, that doesn't bother me too much. I would like to have a couple opportunities at kickoff return just to see. But like I said, Corey's doing a great job.
So he was talking a bit about your recruitment. I mean, even though you knew the decision was going to be controversial, did you just know it was the right one because you knew this was the right fit for you?
Yeah, and like I said, because the decision was controversial and because it was a hard decision at first, I wouldn't have come up here if I didn't know for sure that this was the right thing to do. So I am 100% confident that this was the right decision, and I love it up here.
So going back to the Cal game a little bit, it was the first game you didn't have a catch. What was Cal doing that was preventing you from making a catch in the game?
You know, they had a backer over the top of me along with a safety. So basically the backer would try and get me off my route, and then they'd have a safety over the top for, you know, a second level. And I think, I just think that they did a great job of containing our receiving core as a whole in general. And so that's something that we got to improve on, that I have to improve on. But I don't know. I mean, the game plan wasn't all for me to get the ball that much. I mean, obviously you can see it was for Booker. He got a lot of touches, and so we did enough to win, and that's all that matters. We'll get better, but we did enough.
So, and you probably can't get into too many specifics here, but ASU's defense is quite a bit different from Cal's. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of cover zero with them versus Cal was in all cover two, cover three. So is that going to kind of change what your role is going to be this week?
I mean, a little bit, for sure. We still have our basics that every team has basics that they can fall back on when things get tough. But the personnel is different, and they trust their DBs a lot, because I think this will be probably the best defensive backfield that we've faced thus far. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
What are you kind of seeing from the ASU defense? I don't know how much film you've watched on them yet, but what are kind of your overall thoughts on that defense?
They're aggressive. They're very aggressive, and they're experienced. And so, like I said, it's going to be a great challenge for our offense. They bring a guy just about every play. They bring a different type of blitz. And so as a whole, offensive line and receivers, we're going to have to be on point.
So last week you had College Game Day in town. It was, I saw, the most watched late night ESPN game. Was it hard to block out a lot of that noise and just get focused on Cal?
For some teams it might have been, but for us it wasn't, because we have a different mindset than a team that's, I don't know, feels like this is a surprise. You know, I think that a team that is on College Game Day for the first time, that is way excited, and that is possibly because, you know, they weren't expecting that. Whereas us, we knew how good this team was all along, and so it's not a surprise to us that we're getting all this attention, and so we're kind of just blocking it out because we knew all along.
What did you think of the atmosphere at the stadium for the game?
Oh, I can't even describe it. I mean, it was unbelievable. There were times when I was sitting on the sideline and I would say to the guy next to me, like, can you even believe this? This is ridiculous. Can't even hear the guy 10 feet away from me. So. Cool. Well,